Hello, and welcome to GCSE Religious Studies Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most relevant and exam-critical topics in the WJEFC specification, relationships. Whether you're revising Theme 1 for Unit 1 or Unit 2, this episode will equip you with the specific knowledge, sources of wisdom, and evaluative skills you need to earn top marks. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll explore marriage, adultery, divorce, and gender equality through the lens of Catholic, Anglican, and humanist perspectives. We'll look at the exact biblical references examiners want to see, clarify common misconceptions, and give you practical strategies for tackling those tricky 15-mark evaluation questions. So grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's get started.
4. Concepts.
5. Minutes. Let's begin with marriage. Now, marriage is not just a cultural tradition, it's a theological concept with very different meanings across Christian denominations and secular worldviews. For Catholics, marriage is a sacrament, one of the 7 sacred rites instituted by God. It's an indissoluble bond, meaning it cannot be broken. The Catechism of the Catholic Church states that marriage is a covenant between a man and a woman, ordered toward the good of the spouses and the procreation of children. The key biblical reference here is Genesis 1 verse 28, "Be fruitful and multiply." This shows that procreation is not just encouraged, it's central to the Catholic understanding of marriage. Another crucial verse is Matthew 19 verse 6, "What God has joined together, let no one separate." This underpins the Catholic rejection of divorce. Now, Anglicans also view marriage as sacred, but they take a more flexible approach. They describe marriage as a covenant rather than a sacrament. And while they uphold the ideal of lifelong commitment, they recognize that human relationships can fail. The Church of England permits divorce and remarriage in church under certain circumstances, applying situational ethics, the idea that moral decisions should be made based on the context and the principle of love. Mark 10, verse 9 is still cited, "What God has joined together, let no one separate." But Anglicans interpret this alongside Jesus' teaching on compassion and forgiveness. Humanists, on the other hand, reject the idea that marriage has any divine authority. For them, marriage is a personal commitment based on mutual love, respect, and equality. There's no need for religious blessing or approval. Humanists value autonomy and argue that individuals should be free to define their relationships without reference to religious doctrine. This is a key point of contrast you can use in evaluation questions. Now let's talk about adultery. Adultery is sexual unfaithfulness within marriage, and it's condemned across Christian traditions. The Decalogue, that's the Ten Commandments, explicitly states in Exodus 20 verse 14, "You shall not commit adultery." Christians believe adultery breaks the sacred vows made before God and harms the family unit, which is seen as the foundation of society. Jesus reinforces this in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 verses 27 to 28, where he says that even looking at someone lustfully is committing adultery in the heart. This shows the high standard of fidelity expected. Humanists also generally oppose adultery, but for different reasons. They argue it violates trust and causes emotional harm, not because it breaks a divine law. The emphasis is on the consequences for human well-being rather than religious obedience. Divorce is where denominational differences really come into focus. Catholics do not permit divorce. They believe marriage is permanent because it reflects the unbreakable bond between Christ and the Church. However, they do allow annulment, which is a declaration that a valid marriage never existed in the first place, perhaps due to lack of consent or inability to consummate. This is not the same as divorce. Anglicans, as I mentioned, do permit divorce. They recognize that while marriage should be lifelong, human sin and brokenness sometimes make it impossible to continue. The Church of England allows divorced individuals to remarry in church, though this is at the discretion of the individual priest. This reflects a more pastoral, compassionate approach. Humanists fully support the right to divorce. They argue that forcing people to remain in unhappy or abusive marriages is harmful, and that individuals should have the freedom to leave relationships that no longer serve them. Finally, let's address gender equality. This is a topic where historical Christian teaching and modern values often clash. Genesis 1 verse 27 states that God created male and female in his image, suggesting fundamental equality. Galatians 3 verse 28 reinforces this. "There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." However, other biblical texts such as 1 Timothy 2 verse 12, where Paul says, "I do not permit a woman to teach or to assume authority over a man," have been used to justify male-only leadership in the church. The Catholic Church maintains that only men can be ordained as priests, arguing that Jesus chose 12 male apostles and that this reflects God's will. However, the Church also teaches that men and women have equal dignity and complementary roles. The Church of England made a historic decision in 1992 to ordain women as priests, and in 2014, women were permitted to become bishops. This reflects a more progressive interpretation of Scripture and a recognition of women's gifts in ministry. Humanists advocate for full gender equality in all areas of life, including religious institutions. They argue that restricting roles based on gender is discriminatory and has no rational basis. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. All right, let's talk exam technique. One of the biggest mistakes candidates make is being too vague. Saying, "Christians believe marriage is important," will not earn you marks. You need to specify which Christians, Catholic, Anglican, Orthodox, and cite specific sources of wisdom. For example, Catholics believe marriage is a sacrament, as stated in the Catechism, and is indissoluble, supported by Matthew 19, verse 6. Another common error is confusing civil partnerships with civil marriage or failing to distinguish sacramental marriage from legal marriage. Make sure you're clear on these terms. For explain questions, use the PR structure. Point, explain, religious teaching. For example, Catholics oppose divorce e paralinguistic point. Paralinguistic because they believe marriage is a permanent sacrament that reflects Christ's relationship with the Church. Paralinguistic explain. Paralinguistic, as stated in Matthew 19, verse 6, "What God has joined together, let no one separate." Paralinguistic, religious teaching. Paralinguistic. In 15 mark evaluation questions, you must present at least 2 religious perspectives and 1 non-religious perspective. Don't just describe, analyze and weigh the arguments. Your conclusion should follow logically from your evaluation. For example, while Catholics emphasize the sanctity of marriage vows, Anglicans and humanists prioritize compassion and individual well-being, suggesting that a more flexible approach may better serve modern society. Quickfire recall, quiz 1 minute. Let's test your knowledge. I'll give you a question and you pause the podcast and answer it before I give you the answer. Question 1. Which biblical verse is most commonly cited by Catholics to oppose divorce? Answer. Matthew 19, verse 6. "What God has joined together, let no one separate." Question 2. What is the difference between divorce and annulment in Catholic teaching? Answer. Divorce ends a valid marriage. Annulment declares a valid marriage never existed. Question 3. When did the Church of England first ordain women as priests? Answer. 1992. Question 4. What ethical approach do Anglicans often use when considering divorce? Answer. Situational ethics, making decisions based on context and the principle of love. Question 5. Why do humanists support gender equality in all areas? Answer. They believe restricting roles based on gender is discriminatory and has no rational basis. Summary and sign off, 1 minute. Brilliant work. Let's recap. Marriage is understood differently by Catholics, Anglicans, and humanists. Sacrament, covenant, and personal commitment. Adultery is universally condemned, but for different reasons. Divorce is rejected by Catholics, permitted by Anglicans, and fully supported by humanists. Gender equality is a contested issue, with the Catholic Church maintaining male-only priesthood, Anglicans ordaining women, and humanists advocating full equality. Remember, cite specific sources of wisdom, distinguish between denominations, and always evaluate rather than just describe. With these tools, you're ready to tackle any question on relationships. Thanks for listening to GCSE Religious Studies Essentials. Good luck with your revision, and remember, precision, evaluation, and evidence are your keys to success. See you next time.